Nature wise, one down. You're coming too, are you, Les? Well, no, no, don't feel obligated.
Hey, everyone. So I have a few, and most of these observations are in my yard. Actually, all of them are. So on May 27th, I was out working in my yard, and I heard baby birds. And so I'm like, okay, where are they? Like, you know, I can hear them. And so anyway, in one of the big quaking aspen on my property, perfect circular hole, and the little babies popping their heads out. So they were downy woodpeckers, so really cute. And so I sat and watched the mom and the dad feeding, like, continuously, back and forth, really cool. I've had three goose families in my yard, one with four goslings, one with three, and another one with one. And I love watching Canada geese because they're such great parents. Even in the cove, you watch them, there's always the first parent, then the babies, and then the second parent comes in behind. Unlike the ducklings, which of course the ducklings just get, because there's nobody pulling up the backside, right? So the ducklings, you see them one day, there's like six of them. A couple weeks later, there's four of them, you know. But with the Canada geese, they're very mindful of where their babies are and who's around. And anyway, they're very cool to watch. On June 9th, I found a robin's nest in my hascap bush. So of course, I was checking my berries, and this hascap's about 6 feet high. And all of a sudden, robin flies out. So I'm kind of looking in, and I see the nest, and there's like three little blue eggs. And so, of course, I've been watching every day to see how they're doing. They haven't hatched yet. But, of course, hascaps are now ripe. And so yesterday I was picking hascaps from some of my other bushes. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to go around, because there's two big bushes together, one that has the nest, and then there's another one. But I couldn't even get anywhere near. Mama was just, you know, annoyed with me being that close. So I thought, okay, looks like I may not get some of those hascaps, but that's okay. On June 10th, I got up at 5 a.m. and I looked at the window and saw this red flash. And so I looked more, and I just stand on my toes. And there was a fox right down by the where you enter onto my beach. So it was there. And then I looked, and then I saw another animal raise up, and it was a deer. And of course, you know, they always say put anything from the allium family around plants that you don't want disturbed, because deer don't usually like anything from the onion family. Well, no, because he was laying right in front of all the chive bushes. So the fox ran, like he was snooping around, probably looking for voles and stuff. And then the deer got up, and it was like, wow. And this is like 5 in the morning. So like, I've got the binoculars and I'm looking out the window and thinking, this is pretty cool. And then 7 a.m. after I was actually up, I saw what I think was a hawk fly by the window, and it must have just raided a nest, because all I could see, and of course I wasn't focused so much on the bird as to what it had in its talons, and you could see the grass coming out, so I couldn't, and you could see there was something, but I couldn't tell what it was, but I'm assuming it had raided a nest somewhere nearby. Thankfully, I don't think it was my woodpeckers, because they were in the hole, but and again, I don't even know what type of bird it was, because I was looking from underneath and my focus was on what it was carrying. And then June 12th, I saw my first monarch of the season. We were outside, and it went in. I have two little greenhouses, and it went in the first one. And so, of course, I was worried about it getting stuck in the greenhouse. So I went in behind it and kind of gently just, you know, walked behind it and ushered it out. But then about an hour later, we were up eating on the deck, and didn't the monarch come back and go in the other greenhouse and landed on the sunflowers? So I don't know if it thought it was milkweed or what. So, and I do have milkweed growing in my yard. But again, I went in and kind of ushered him out gently, hoping that he would find the milkweed. But those are my observations for this month, and I'll hand it over to Leslie Jane. Oh, and this is in Glen Haven. Where's Glen Haven? St. Margaret's Bay.
Okay, time's running short. I have about 50 observations that I've seen in nature over the past month, but I will cut it short and only tell you about two. And down in Albany New, which is near Caledonia, Kejimkujik area, I saw in my little garden a red-bellied snake, which was kind of cute because it didn't move while I took its photograph. Normally they slither off. Anyway, and the other observation is too long to tell you about, but it has to do with the vault up in Annapolis Valley. And I'll tell you about that next month because it's really fascinating. When you're digging in your garden, I have a garden up in Annapolis, up on the ridge in Wolfville, and I was digging in my garden about 4 hours ago, and I put my spade down because I wanted to get some new potatoes, and I heard a chirp. And I thought, oh, okay, fine. I thought it was the chipmunk who had taken my Hascap berries, plus something, and I believe it was the chipmunk, took my little ornamental Japanese maple. It was there last night, but it wasn't there this morning. And it was the only thing in the yard was the chipmunk. Anyway, I heard this little chirp, and it was a little baby song sparrow, and it must have either mama threw it out of the nest or jumped out of the nest or it was startled by me being there. Anyway, be very careful where you dig because it almost got its neck cut off. Anyway, it did survive. It's with mama somewhere, and I raced down to the meeting tonight, and I don't know the outcome of mom, of the little baby. But anyway, I have lots of observations, but time is running thin. So thank you.
Has anybody else got anything? By all means, feel free. Come on down. Because we lied to her. Look at our kind of stuff. No? Okay. I have two. We saw our first monarch, I don't know, 3 or 4 days ago. It stopped at the milkweed, which isn't in flower or anything yet, and it stayed maybe 5 seconds and it was gone again. So that's as much as I can tell you about that. The other observation I have is that we found an egg on the top railing of our deck. Anybody want to make a guess who? It's a mourning dove. Anyhow, she's not a good mummy. She just laid the egg and left. They don't make much of a nest anyway, and this one there wasn't a twig, nothing. So last year we found one in the little garden right in front of the house. I didn't know what it was, but yeah, this one, yeah, that's what it is. So that's it for that. Announcements. Clarence already told you about the executive meeting. Well, we didn't tell you about the meeting, but we had an executive meeting a week ago tonight. And there was some conversation, discussion on the merits of starting to charge for non-members. We did, at least for the October, set it at $10. But that was an initial point. There's more discussion required. So it will be on the agenda for the September meeting. We have to know, you know, is that the amount? Do people agree? The reason I'm going through this is because I'd like you to send me your comments. They're going to be important to know. You know, do we charge everybody? If you're a guest and you've got a neighbor or a friend that wants to come with you, can you charge them? Doesn't make sense to me that we would. Family. Yeah, one charge for the whole crew. You're not going to charge individuals. So there's several things like that we have to discuss. But we did at least get to the point that, okay, yeah, maybe we should do this. The plan is we're going to run with it until next summer. and see what we think of it. I suspect it'll probably stay to one degree or another, but it's something that HFN has not done in 50 years, at least not that I know of. If anybody can think of a time when we did, I'd like to know that. Starting to do it, I don't know if it's the right thing or not. However, go right ahead.
Oh, sorry. It came up when I was on the program committee many, many, many years ago. And I said, who's going to collect the money? And he said, well, the person who's in charge of the program said, I'm not going to do it, so find somebody. I think they killed it.
Did everybody hear that?
That's 30. 30-